Hi, Till. This is Ira.
Till's not on.
Till's not on?
No, it's Glenn, Daniel, and Peter.
Ah, Till must be on the way because the thing is being...
Hi, it's Till. Who is there?
This is Glenn.
Daniel.
Hi.
Peter is there.
Hi, Peter.
Daniel, could you spell your last name?
D-R-E-S-S-L-E-R.
And are you an independent or with a company or?
I guess I qualify as independent.
Okay.
We're just student.
Right. Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
Off at 9:30 again.
Well, let's try to be quick about it and finish up.
Yes, then we must decide what we do in the first half.
What we do is do everything in the first half. Let's try and do that. I have another two more teleconferences yet today.
Yes, and Ira, thank you very much for the nice summary.
You're welcome. It's still obviously a slight work in progress because I just found that third page of my handwritten notes of next steps for CPD after it was out of order. But I, anyway, I'll put that into the summary later today.
You're gonna update it again, repost it.
Yeah, I'll repost it in the same file date, and you know, I'll overwrite it with a new note. That says added, you know, next steps for CPD from discussion.
No problem.
It otherwise, however, Glenn agrees with, you know, it's otherwise as complete as I know.
Yeah, I just need to forward something on and I'll wait until I send the message.
Thank you. Within a couple hours at most, it's just I have to fit it in while doing other telecons.
Well, it's going to Japan, I don't have to worry until later.
Right.
And it's Golden Week, so I don't have to worry until next week.
So, am I still going first, or should we be doing the summit stuff first?
So, why don't we introduce Daniel?
Yeah, why don't we go to what's most important and cogent right now, which is Daniel.
Yes, Daniel, introduce yourself.
Okay. First off, how is my microphone? I'm on Skype right now.
It's just fine. Surprisingly, it's very good. Carry on.
Okay. Good. Then my name is Daniel. I'm working on Fumatic over the summer, thanks to Google. I am replacing two C programs with the equivalent Perl programs, and then I am adding support or proper full support for a scroll back end to Fumatic. Right now, Fumatic can use a back end, but it can't import anything to the SQL. So right now the server has a set of PHP scripts that does that. I'm going to be basically adding that all into Fumatic-db-engine. My first week was allotted for writing a prototype because I was concerned about the performance of parsing everything in Perl. That was originally why the C programs got written way back in 2011. Perl was just too slow to parse all the XML, so we got two C programs. The two C programs, I think, combined are about 10,000 lines of code. They're not very pretty to look at, though, so I'm actually avoiding looking at them whenever possible. What I'm doing is basically just comparing the XML and what the C program outputs and then just replicating that in Perl. It went really fast, actually, for the printer XMLs. Originally, I was just going to do the XML nodes for the average printer, which would have been, I guess, a Win printer. That would have been really easy. I found that it was so easy, I just went ahead and added everything, and yesterday I finished off writing up, I guess it qualifies as a test case. It compares every single XML, the output between the C program and the Perl program. I found right now we're exactly the same except for about four XMLs, three of which are encoding issues in the comments, one of which somehow makes the C program choke and die. I don't know how. I'm just going to ignore that. And then that's at least for the vanilla XML. I still have to add support for multi-languages. I have to do it the old way, which is the C program would prefer the preferred language but default back to English. I'll be doing that, with as well as I would like to extend the Perl internal data to also include another complex data type, which is really just an array of hashes, or in this case just a hash, containing all of the languages on the document. That way I can then import it with this SQL backend when I do that. So I'm on schedule. This week is scheduled for a review week. Well, not a review week, but a planning week. If possible, could I get you guys to just look over the code I have? I should actually likely post the link to the repository on the mailing list. It's just a Launchpad repository. You don't need to run anything. Just there's 200 lines of code right now in the object, and if I could just get comments on that, I'd really appreciate it. Beyond that, I think that should be everything.
So, Daniel, I caught some of that. Not as much as I wished. When you first spoke, after replacing two C programs with Perl programs, I think you said something else, database-ish or something about Foomatic, and I didn't catch it at all.
Okay, sorry. Right now, I believe about a few years ago, we had a Google Summer of Code student add some level of support for SQL into
right.
Foomatic, and then they also wrote a PHP set of scripts for the server that allows us to import the Perl data into the database. I'm going to add that support into Foomatic and clean up whatever other SQL support I need to do, which shouldn't be much. Right now, Foomatic can already use an SQL backend really easily. You just have to set up the, you just have to have the database and set up the handle for that.
Okay.
So I did that actually in the summer, or not in summer, first semester. But what is needed is the ability to import it.
Okay. I've got a bit about that. Do you think that possibly the original perception of performance issues with Perl was simply the difference that today's machines are 50 times as fast, and memory is so cheap that one has infinite memory for things like stacks.
Oh, actually, I forgot to mention, my performance concerns were unwarranted. The program I wrote actually does the entire printer database in half the time of the C program. But I don't think this is because of Perl necessarily. I found the more Perl code I wrote, it got quite a bit slower, like several seconds slower. It's actually because we have a really great libXML behind it, which is C-based, and it's the one that Genome has. It's
okay.
The wrapper for Genome's XML parsing. So that's likely where we get this speed. But yeah, no, it's fast.
Yes, and in 2000, it's... Hi, George.
Hey, Jude.
In 2000, this did not exist yet, and so there was an awkward hell lot of libraries, Perl libraries used, and these I had replaced by these C programs, and then the C programs still stayed there, and it was never done the attempt to replace them by some more modern Perl library.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, 1st of August 2011, more or less, or not, a little bit earlier, something like June, July, I think. 2011, it's 10 years that I'm the leader of Humatic.
10 years?
Yes.
I guess
I've overtaken Humatic completely in middle 2001.
I guess we should get you a t-shirt. Or something. We should make a special note of same at the next Open Printing Summit.
Yes.
Certainly an accomplishment, your many years of core support of printing in open printing environments. Okay. I think... So, Daniel, you spent your first week prototyping, supposedly to test Perl efficiency, but the libXML performance combined with writing it clean in Perl is actually making the performance acceptable.
Yeah, about. The week wasn't lost or anything, though. This code base, there's a few things I want to change. I'd like to get comments on it, on my approach, and certainly I'm a junior programmer, so any help is much appreciated. But this does form the basis for processing the printer XML. From there, I have to do driver, the options, and then I have to generate an overview. That's for about one-third of the project. It's good pace. At this rate, I will have time to add some extra features, which are still very discussed with me, and I've already been thinking about some stuff. But I want to try and keep the feature scope towards the end of the project so that, unfortunately, well, actually, I originally thought that because Pro was going to be slower, I would have to have the SQL support in place in order for us to actually ship this, but I suppose now that Pro is so fast, that's not needed. But still, I want to get the original project done. Then I can add some extra features, and it's a lot more maintainable code. So extra features are pretty easy to add.
Well, that's good because we have some prospective extra features as at least possible outputs from the Open Printing Summit.
Now, I think I've used up all the time I can. Is there an equal amount of material in the summit overview?
Glenn, what do you want to talk about with respect to the summit? Personally, I want to mostly do it on the list because I just don't want to stay on and talk after you leave anyway. I don't think that's fruitful.
Not much. I was trying to get the priorities straightened out.
In my view, Len, and I didn't comment on priorities, sorry, I think some of the feedback on testing printing workflow, you know, things, concrete things we can do, you know, get access to the GoScript sample files, get an open printing database for sample test files so that Jeremy and Glenn and Ira can post sample test files we actually use in our own testing. I think there are some concrete things that we could really make headway on there. And then, of course, obviously, an other or the other very highest priority is forward motion on common printing dialogue, finishing up DBUS, and on, you know, whatever we're going to do with respect to behavior guidelines or something to approach mobile printing dialogue and interface.
Yeah, those are the items, but you think number one should be the end-to-end print workflow.
I started out saying that at the beginning of my paragraph. I'm not sure I would actually say that. I just think it's low-hanging fruit. I think we identified some steps, you know, all the way through the pipeline, because even the printer itself can be tested very nicely with IPP tool, and if you do, and the rest of the pipeline works, printing is going to work.
So part of the testing program was not so much to determine that printing would work, was more or less to determine if some process during the middle is doing something you're not expecting.
I think it was specifically from George and Jeremy's point of view and mine in listening to them to say, did I do something in my driver which should have been harmless in the driver but somewhere else it broke the chain, or did I scratch an existing bug in one of the cups filters that's being used by GoScript in the printing workflow, or did the wrong driver get installed because, you know, the make, model, device ID, and the command set weren't accurate enough and the matching failed, you know, the fuzzy matching.
Or did GoScript get the wrong command and render it the wrong way?
Right. And the idea, one of the specific ideas, Glenn, to come out of it was to be able to actually get vendors to build into their build and commit scripts automated testing that would test the printing chain up to but not past the point of spitting it out from the driver, that is, the spool file but not the printer.
Okay, so let's just make it quick here. Let's just start a thread, a mail thread, on what is needed
for testing printing workflow.
Right, so we'll just start a thread, just, you know, you start putting down ideas and then we'll order them or whatever, because if I'm going to test the output from the app, then I need to know what, you know.
Yeah, and that's a tricky area. I mean, we hypothesized about that, but honestly, the output from the app prior to it going through whatever the native printing environment is and through the driver is kind of hard to test.
Well, I think that's the problem.
Yeah. Well, I know, but I mean.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. So let's just start a thread though. But I think we're in agreement about the intent, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely. The intent is to make available to developers as well as QA engineers, as well as distros, trying to worry about it, the ability to put a bunch of pieces of the printing workflow together and test it and say, aha, this works, or no, it's broken because somewhere in this printing workflow there's a dependency on a library and the library's out of date, for instance.
We'll have to just put it in the mail out because it doesn't take too long here.
Yeah.
Your second, I mean, let's just do the first two. What was your second priority?
Well, I'm not sure I'd call that first priority, Glenn. I think I would almost call it second priority. I think first priority is the two sides of the common printing, that, you know, the common printing dialogue, that is, how to move on as quickly as possible with getting the existing UI design complete and the existing DBus library complete, so that the DBus library, if not the current UI, can be used with open printing behavior guidelines. That was one of your suggestions and our outputs, to address mobile printing, to encourage the mobile printing, the mobile whatnot industry, to stop all inventing completely unrealistic and unrelated printing dialogues using incoherent terms, part of your point.
Projects. Okay.
So those are two projects. One is, you know, to proceed as quickly as possible, you know.
And Peter's on the line, so we can ask him too. Peter, is there a way we can just, at this moment, freeze some sort of print dialogue and say, this is it? And then try to fit the DBus to that, so we have at least one end-to-end complete solution done.
Right. That was part of our output, actually, was to try and, from the printing summit, was to try and do it for one printer in one real printing environment on one real actual distro or whatever.
We'll start with a thread, but I think we should try to fix one version, or one level, I think they're called, one level, one version of the CPD. Just, this is what it is. You can't change it. This is what it is. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then do the back end. Back end to the back end.
To DBus.
Back end to the fixed CPD.
Okay.
Back end is all the DBus stuff.
Okay.
Okay. And then everything's working, and we have an example. It can run. We can show anybody, and then we can start adding the other, make it more dynamic and what it was originally intended.
Right. So, Glennon, since you're going to send this note, I hope, so I can get it into minutes. Put the word DBus in back end there, so I knew.
Mine says DBus, and this is back end to fix CPD.
Okay. Okay. Carry on.
Shall I tell a bit? Because I think what you were all asking for doesn't come as a surprise. I guess it was maybe prompted by Till also a little bit. What we offered the German government organization a while ago is January, is exactly for quite a limited budget to do an end-to-end solution. This end-to-end solution would be to print from a modified version of Firefox, so you get a real application, via, they were interested in KDE, so it would be under KDE, a real print dialog, with a bunch of all the standard printing parameters done for, say, one type of printer, or a class of printer, normal laser printers, you know, your boilerplate laser printer, and have that done. I think that goes even further than what you're asking for, because it would be a fully living dialogue with
everything. Can you or Till write that in a mail thread, and that'll be the start of it? And then we can all discuss it and see, you know, what it means.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, also the analysis, this was really a job that was fitted to a certain budget that they had. This budget is quite more limited than the scary amounts been talked about recently. And it amounts with implementation and design, because it would solve really the last really usability issues of the dialogue, would be implicitly solved for it. And we also saw it as a gateway to completion. So having a real running dialogue in an application to show everybody and to muster some enthusiasm. I think that's also what you want, no? Everybody? You want to see some really something singing and moving, no? Finally. Yeah, that would be 4 months of work, 3 to 4 months of work with implementation and design. Would get, actually, from some Canonical money, would do some real usability testing on it.
yeah, then came the point where the German government organization settled, or they proposed it first to do an example like that. They said, that's not what we want. We really want a complete KDE dialogue working with all our printers for all our KDE applications, which is a bit of a trap because there would be lots of applications that need to be modified. And since it would be all in-house for them, there wouldn't be any community multiplier that would work for you. KDE would know nothing about it, and everything would have been to be done by hand by basically Lars and Ralph Engel. No, what's his name? Sorry, Till, who we wanted for the KDE side?
Hall Engel.
Sorry, I've confused the name with another developer I worked with in the past. So yeah, we had a complete offer for all the work, even with timeline and the tasks to be done, the testing that would be involved to do this stuff, and it would really get to that point where, as Glenn would say, can we now have the final design? And it would be yes, you would have for all the the parts that are common for all the printers, you would have the final design simply. And it would only have to be worked out for more classes of printer, and stuff like writing the guidelines for manufacturers to implement common printing dialogue, etc. But you would have that running not a mock-up, but really the real thing under one platform from Firefox, and then and for a certain type of printer. Usually would be a whole family of printers that would then work, because any laser printer that can work with, say, the standard Adobe PPD for laser printers would then work from then on. Does that sound sort of like what you're aiming for?
Maybe a little more ambitious, but let's put it in the mail, though. I have to go, so we can just discuss it more offline, but we need to just start capturing this stuff somewhere. I think if we're going to move a little faster.
Okay, but it would also entail really sane steps in interaction design, so not skipping just the parts that are just too hairy to do. It would be a logical step to build on that basis the rest of it, and not just cutting corners to get something done that is then actually a throwaway thing. It would not be a throwaway thing. It would be a basis to build upon. That's why it was always the sanest thing to offer to the, to also the government organization, to make sure that, that no superfluous work get done on some kind of prototype that is then just for throwing away.
All right, I have to go. Ira, I sent you my notes, what they are, and I'll look forward to either listening to the rest of the recording or whatever.
Okay.
Bye-bye, gentlemen.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you.
So, interesting twist to it all. I hadn't understood that this way of approaching it would also within open printing become a requirement or a need.
Well, I'm giving you an action item to put your vision or plan in a mail note, Peter, on this topic. Finish the CPD for our narrower scope was for one platform and printer, that is, to show it all the way.
What would be the platform?
The platform would be some distribution, something quite concrete, not proved to be portable at all, and not patching every application in the known universe either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, make it work in Firefox full stop on Red Hat.
Yeah, or
SUSE.
Maybe Canonical, because we would be
Canonical, right. I'd be a better example, but you know what I meant. A single Canonical, because Ubuntu people and Canonical will be responsive, and besides, Till's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so
I would yes, I would suggest Ubuntu too.
Okay.
Yeah, do keep in mind that of course the whole project had still a price tag.
Yes, especially we cannot choose Red Hat because the Red Hat printing guys are not supporting the common printing dialogue.
Not at all at this moment, no.
Yes.
So, but yeah, I think the aspect that needs to be mentioned that yes, that project phase was made for a certain, for a certain budget that would be available for it. My question would be then, where would that budget then come from?
Yes, Red Hat, for example, they have seemed to have the person paying the person who makes the GNOME the printing tool for the GNOME Control Center, and so they invest a lot into the printer setup tool, but they do not want to give any invest in any form into the common printing dialogue.
Because in a way, of course, what happens now again is the same game of chicken, not for the grand total of finishing the project price, but for one-fifth of it, basically. A very necessary step where, nothing is thrown away, in a sense, but gets a demonstrable platform that that really brings it forward. But I think for all parties involved, there's no volunteering involved anymore in the whole thing. That should also be clear from all sides.
Yes, and I have posted also on the mailing list some days ago about the results of the Google Summer of Code, and we have two students. One is Daniel, who does the Fumetic stuff. The other one does stuff with accounting and so. But no one came up that he wants to work on the implementation of the dialogue.
Sorry about that. I thought about CPD and JTAPI, but I didn't think I should be writing any reference anything for a few years.
Every what? Anything?
Any reference anything.
Any reference implementation, you meant.
Yes.
Yeah.
And from yesterday's call, it seems also, Daniel, that you are more the database guy than the GUI guy. And so that project which you have chosen fits better to you.
Yeah, it sounds like Daniel is doing a hell of a job at the moment, so I don't want to disturb that in any way.
Yes. Don't put him on a job which is not so well suited for him.
No, I would simply... I appreciate the work on the other project, Simple. Sorry. So, in a sense, I find it encouraging to hear that there is sort of the thinking goes into line, because before it all sounded quite ominous, like, just let some developers from somewhere hack away on it, and if you just follow the hick, then everything will be fine. Doesn't work that way in GUI, I must say. So this sounds a little bit better, like, okay, can we get to a concrete demonstration platform? Then, since the budget for getting there is a lot smaller than doing the whole lot, I would say that it would be maybe much more easier for everybody to chip in some form, or is it all gonna land basically with Till again, to rounding up who's actually going to basically finance this? Because it sounds, from the eerie silence, it sounds like that again.
Yes. Very, very important. Next week is UDS, Ubuntu Developer Summit, and I will meet Mark Shuttleworth again. So, Peter, perhaps this week it would be great, very great, if you could put up some plans and models about financiation and funding, so that I have numbers to present.
Numbers
okay. And so that I don't make a guess which is much too low.
See what you mean.
So and yeah, I don't have the exact meeting date yet, so it would be very great if you could do this this week. So that next week I have this this information for any of the days.
Well, since that stuff is worked out, because we work it out for making a concrete offer for the government organization, that's not too much work. I can just...
Yeah, so that there are several plans. So that this is the full plan, and that one has also a partial plan for a start-out.
Yeah, it's a
so if Mark does not want to overtake the full plan, telling him that I tried to get the other distros into the boat, but I got from Red Hat bad answers and no answer from SUSE.
Yeah, I'm not sure SUSE had been taken over, hasn't it, a week ago? Is that true? SUSE has been bought by a consortium or something?
But what?
That SUSE has been bought, or Novell...
Is SUSE not with Novell anymore?
Well, Novell isn't with Novell, it got bought.
Novell got bought.
Novell got bought by the world's largest SNA 3270 emulator software company.
Sounds exciting.
What? They're mainframe software people, and they're big enough they bought Novell in its entirety.
Lock, stock, and barrel.
So SUSE is now owned by quite different management, and think changes may happen.
So does that mean they're going to be focusing on servers then?
The announcement I saw said they were going to continue to do exactly what they have been doing, but remember that, you know, SUSE server side, you know, high-end servers has been one of the few money turners for the Novell SUSE effort. So I would expect that a company that has deep fingers in the Fortune 100 companies is going to focus on high-end server solutions. Yeah. We'll see.
That's pretty nice.
Unless they get visionary, but shouldn't bet on that, maybe. Linux in the Fortune 400. So, okay, yeah. I can do my side of this. I can, since all of that had been planned and prepared and sort of timelined even, etc. I can summarize that in a form and make that available. Also with the price ticket on it. So, anything more in this?
Scheduling subsequent monthly meetings. Till, how about Wednesday, June 1st?
Wednesday, June 1st is okay. I don't know anything about any
anything which is conflicting.
Okay. George, does that work for you? Are you still there? Maybe not. Okay. And in July, the 6th, which is the Wednesday after the U.S. 4th of July holiday. Okay?
Okay.
I'm putting that as tentative, but I like to put one ahead. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. In that case, I suggest we adjourn, and I'll read Glenn's notes and anything Till sends me and get minutes out. It won't be instantly, but later today.
Yes. Daniel, can you still stay in the line? I shortly want to tell you something.
Sure.
Okay. Talk to you guys soon. Bye.
You.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
Daniel?
Yes.
It's only about your code. I've looked into the code. I didn't run it, actually. And you have given the comments that there are some XML files which do have problems with encoding in comments. Important for me is that you tell me which files and what are the problems, for example, in an email or so. And the other thing is which XML file choked the C programs and which C program and why. So that I can fix the bugs.
Yes. I can certainly tell you, actually, they are... Were you reading that comment in the commit log or in the code?
I don't know where I've seen this comment. Can be that it was already in the commit log, probably already in the commit log. I'm simply stepping...
That's probably where the encoding issues, one XML has two characters that are nonsense characters. So in the XML, in my gedit, and in the output from the C, it comes out as an A with the little dot over top, which makes no sense in context. The Perl outputs just an unknown Unicode character. So it's not a major discrepancy. The thing that makes it choke... Yeah, no, I will email you these. Obviously, that's more useful.
What was the problem with the C program choking?
I don't know. It was a simple printer XML, and it's actually, you know what, I'll run it again. I'll copy over the error message, but it was just the standard something bare word found an eval, some number. I thought it was a line number, but there was nothing at that line. And then it just continues on. So that was within the getPrinter function.
Yes.
I'll write up the email, certainly.
Yes. And another thing for the testing is you should test perhaps comparing the Perl output, the Perl data structures produced by the C program, and the Perl data structures produced by your new program, and compare them. And when they get identical, your code should be okay.
That's actually what I was doing, and that's how I found the four ones that differ. It's all comparable, except those four.
Yes. And another thing is PPD entry. According to the comments, you are considering this obsolete. It is not obsolete. It is perhaps... by the current database only used by the driver entries. PPD entry is simply to put in a certain cited code into the PPD file. So if you look into the drivers in Fumatic DB, you can see how PPD entry is used. And PPD entry in the printers is for the same reason. And if you have a printer driver pair which has in both files PPD entry, both PPD entry code pieces are inserted into the PPD. PPD entry, I think, is in many simply search with grep the XML files for the word PPD entry, and then you find the XML files. And as far as I know, it's only drivers containing it.
Okay, because I when I ran the drop and replacement test, it would have picked it up if there was any printer XML with a PPD entry. But you're saying the driver XMLs, they have a PPD entry, and that's the same as, or that's very similar to what it would be in the printer?
Yes, it has the same meaning in the drivers and in the printers.
Well, the reason I didn't add PPD entry is I don't have an example XML of how I should be processing it or which node I should be pulling it from. But is the node the same in drivers?
Yes. You know, and one thing is to see what is available, what can be available, is also look into the README file of WMATIC DB Engine. It contains the complete documentation of the XML and of the PPD extensions.
Okay. Then yes, I will do that.
Yes, this is what I wanted to say about the code. And otherwise it looks nice, and it's also a good idea with this phone book to parse the code and to turn it into Perl data. A lot less repeated code.
Thank you. That was I liked it, but it does. I'm going to have to create another group for the human readable text when I do support the languages properly.
Yes, I see. For now, it's hard coded. There needs to be another group for it. I've seen it with the driver comments, because the driver comments are also in the printer entry, the driver comments in the driver list, they are also human readable text.
Yeah.
And you have simply hard coded taking the EN part for this test code. In the final code, this also needs to work for all languages and for international PPDs.
Yeah, but, that's certainly not a restriction of the architecture, so I just need to implement that. That's good. Should start writing this stuff down. Thank you for looking at it, though. That's much appreciated.
You're welcome. Yes, and simply continue. Next week, I'm on the Ubuntu Developer Summit, but I have enough time to read email to send you comments and so on.
Okay, thank you.
And I can even Skype from there. And the time zone is the same. It's in Budapest. So I don't move to another time zone in the next week.
That's good. Hopefully I can get a lot of, hopefully I can get as many comments and criticism as I need this week, so that week I'm just implementing drivers and the other XMLs.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also to get sooner or later the PPD generating logic over into Perl.
Is the PPD generating logic right now in PHP?
It's written in PHP, not. It exists it's in C, in the one of in the Fumetic Combo XML C program, and it exists in SQL in the db.pm.
Okay, so
I've passed it over to SQL.
Uh-huh.
So if Fumetic takes the data from the SQL database, it generates the combo Perl data structure, so for a printer driver combo, which is the base for generating a PPD. It does this in SQL.
Okay. The combo data structure, that is the data required that goes into the PPD, correct?
Yes. If you search the beginning of the db.pm, these functions which start with SQL, there are some function which has combo in its name, and this function is generating this combo data in SQL. It has something like 10 lines SQL code, which are one after the other to generate this structure in SQL and to read it out into Perl.
The combo C program, that's actually sort of an unknown on my scheduling.
This is the original code.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps when one searches very, very old Perl code on the Open Printing web server from over 10 years ago, one can perhaps find even this logic in Perl, but with very strange Perl libraries. So I don't know whether it's easy to pass it to modern Perl with libxml. And also perhaps something can be missing because in the 10 years back can have something changed.
No, I'm actually planning on ignoring it until I have the XML parsing done. I don't anticipate it being I don't anticipate any surprises in it. Because it is more data handling, that was what I was planning to do.
Yes. So I only wanted to get to tell you all this so that you are prepared for the next steps.
Thank you. I should be doing more research on it, I suppose. But that is good to know. Thank you for mentoring me.
Yes, you're welcome. Yes, that's all for now.
Yes.
And so, see you later.
Thank you. See you or talk to you next time.